I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Thousands of education workers, union representatives, and supporters gather at Queen's Park for the first day of a province-wide strike. After negotiations broke down between the Canadian Union of Public Employees, known as QP, and the Ontario government this week, the strike commenced on the morning of November 4th. On November 3rd, the Ontario government voted to use the notwithstanding clause to push forward Bill 28, the Keeping Students in Class Act of 2022. The act imposes new regulations and fines on education workers and unions that choose to strike. Despite the threat of fines, several unions, sectors, and school boards were in attendance to show solidarity with the education workers. This includes Julius R. Scott, who said changes to labor laws and the right to protest need to be expanded across the country for all workers. He is an executive board member of the Ontario Public Service Employees Union, known as OEPSU.
Well, I'm here to support the workers who have decided that they've had enough and that are outraged by the undemocratic back-to-work legislation that has been passed by the Doug Ford government. And I'm truly inspired by what I've seen so far today, and I hope that we're going to see some more in the next little short amount of time, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit more about your union and the flag you're holding?
Sure. So I'm holding an OPSU flag. I'm actually an executive board member of OPSU, representing the Toronto region. I work for the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks as part of my full-time job. But OPSU represents provincial-level workers, public sector workers generally, quite broad, ministry workers, college academic workers, support workers, people in education, healthcare, corrections, the Liquor Board of Ontario, LCBO workers. So we're quite broad. We're 180,000 members across the province.
Mm-hmm. And so it's expected that this strike is going to go on into the next week. How will your union help continue to support education workers?
Well, we've told our 8,000 education workers that we will support them if they decide to engage in work stoppage in support of the QP folks who are in negotiations and have gone on strike. So we will continue to support them if that's what they wish to do. And I think that we're sort of dealing with the situation day by day, deciding what we're going to do in response. We're aware that that because of this undemocratic legislation that the strike is illegal, but we're compelled to act because, frankly, the very existence of organized labor in this country is a threat. And it goes even beyond organized labor in terms of protections for equity-seeking groups because of the impact on the Human Rights Code, which is documented in this legislation that has been passed by Doug Ford. It really is a threat on an attack on everyone.
Are there any other final thoughts you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think that all of labor needs to get out on the streets, and we need to shut this country down. We'll start at the province and see where it goes beyond that. I mean, the clause that is being used impacts workers across the country. If it can be used successfully in Ontario, it can be used in British Columbia, it can be used in Alberta, Saskatchewan, it can be used in New Brunswick, you know, Quebec, everywhere. And so this really is a threat to all working people.
Solidarity was also shown by the Toronto Catholic District School Board. Renee Jensen-Indewall, first vice president of the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association, said education workers are the ones that help schools function each day, and that the government is denying them of their right to fair pay.
I'm here representing Catholic teachers.
And what did it mean for you to come here today to support the Catholic teachers?
Well, we're here to support all the workers, QP, OPSCU, all the people who make the school community safer, cleaner. They're the ones who help the most needy kids. They're the ones who support the teachers some of the most difficult tasks. And we have a premier and a minister who don't understand schools at all. They live in a little ivory tower and they, you know, do photo ops, but they don't actually come in and say thank you or see the days these people put in. And here they are. They want to use a constitutional denial of human rights and bargaining rights in order to deny wages to people who don't make one quarter of what they make in a year. Mm-hmm. They only make $39,000 a year. They've wasted $4.4 billion they can't account for. They're cutting $10 billion over the next 6 years or whatever. The classes are huge. The kids don't have the support they need. And they're giving away $240 million to parent checks. They gave away $1.1 billion for not registering cars. They're just giving money away, but they don't have enough money to pay people who make $39,000 a year. It's ridiculous. And it's really actually significant. We have a chaos on long-term care, healthcare, and education all at the same time. It's like a government trifecta for incompetence. So people need to stand up. We can do better, and this Ontario deserves better. We deserve a competent government. We deserve a government that actually cares, and we're out here to support the workers and fight for that kind of Ontario.
The workers united will never be defeated. The workers united will never be defeated.
Parents of children who rely on special needs educators and assistants also voiced their support for QP during the rally. Charlotte Coghill said that her youngest child is in a special needs program. Without the support of education workers in schools, she said children will not get the proper education they need and deserve.
Between me and my husband, we have 8 children. 4 are in the school system, and my husband works for the York Region School Board as a custodian. Our youngest is in a special needs program at his school, and without the support of EAs, custodians, secretaries, lunchroom, crossing guards, school bus drivers, everybody like that, our children, they're not going to get the proper education that they should get. Our curriculum is horrible. We have a education minister that has no children and went to private school, so I don't understand how he would know what our children need. It's not fair, and he should actually step down because he's not doing anything right for these people that are out here. And to pass a bill that they did yesterday and kick out people that fought to be in the government positions they are in, that was absolutely uncalled for and ridiculous. And I have a lot of friends that are in the school board systems, and they have the right to not go to the food bank because they can't afford food. They have the right to live somewhere without having cockroaches infested with rats. That's another story on top of its own, but I mean, it's not fair. Every day we send our children to school, and we want them to feel safe, and that's what these people do. They make them feel safe.
CJRU, you had the opportunity to speak with Toronto Centre MPP Kristen Wong-Tam about the Ontario NDP Party's continued full support for education workers and unions.
So, Kristen, can you just tell me about coming out today to support the education workers?
Yeah, no, today is a pretty important day. It's also a historic day in Canada's history. We just saw the premier and this government strip away workers' rights, their right to bargain, and upend their charter rights. So today I'm here largely to support the workers and make sure that we can invest in public education, but also send a message to the premier and the conservative government that, you know, stripping away people's charter rights is not on. Like, you cannot do that. So the message was loud and clear, and I think, you know, he started something that he's not going to be able to finish, because as far as I can tell, this movement is only going to grow, and it's starting with unions and workers, but parents and grandparents are coming out, and people who aren't even part of the union movement is now coming out because they know that it's wrong. And one thing I know about Canadians is that they'll speak up when they see injustice.
In legislature, you called Bill 28 draconian and unconstitutional. How will the Ontario NDPs continue to support education workers?
As we have always, we've supported them through investments. We've always supported them by fighting for more investments, fighting for a fair living wage. We've supported them through their bargaining process, as well as negotiations leading up to any type of arbitration. We've always been on the side of the workers historically. That's where our party has grown from. And we will never, ever back down until we have the investments we need in publicly funded education. And we believe these are public commons. We do this for each other, and this is why we don't want privatization of healthcare, privatization of education, and that's why this fight is so critical.
CUPE Ontario Union President Fred Hahn told the media that they are prepared to continue the strike on Monday and indefinitely if a deal cannot be reached. Minister of Education Stephen Lecce said that he contacted the Ontario Labour Relations Board to declare the strike illegal. CP24 was the first to report. The 55,000 education workers that are striking include education assistants, early childhood educators, custodians, and administrative assistants. CUPE has been supported by other unions, including UPSU, the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Association, Unifor, the Canadian Labour Congress, and many more. Strikes and picket lines were also present in Vaughan, outside the constituency office of Lecce. The fines that the government is planning to impose on education workers who strike is $4,000 per day and $500,000 against unions. During negotiations, CUPE called for an 11.7% pay increase. The government refused and countered with a 2.5% pay increase for those that make $43,000 annually or less, and a 1.5% pay increase for those that make more than that threshold. Several school boards, including the Toronto District School Board and the Toronto Catholic District School Board, were closed on November 4th due to the strike. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.